The following program does not necessarily represent the views and opinions of Reality Radio 101, its advertisers and sponsors, or its listening audience. Listener discretion is advised. Welcome to Barrington Awaken with your host, Barrington. Join our path to enlightenment with our guidance to living at your best with a path to a higher consciousness. To get on board right now, send us an email. Our email address is instudio101@gmail.com. And now, right to your host of Barrington Awaken, Barrington.
So, this man is driving his car out in the country, and he got lost. Of course, he didn't ask for directions, so he's driving for a very long time, and eventually he ran out of gas. And because of where he was, the only people that were available to assist him were Mennonites, and he asked them for gas, and they explained to them that they don't have gas or have use for it, but we do have this donkey that we could lend to you, and it will get you on your journey. And the gentleman was very happy and said, sure, I will take your donkey. And the lender of the donkey said, well, it's simple. If you utter the words hallelujah, the donkey will start running, and when you're ready for him to stop, you say amen. And the donkey will stop. So this is simple enough. The gentleman gets on the donkey and says, hallelujah, and off the donkey goes. And he's running all over town, getting him back to his, where he wants to go. And he'd been on the donkey having such a good time, he forgot the word. He forgot the word to make the donkey stop. And the donkey is running and running and running. And it's coming to the edge of a cliff. And the man on the back of the donkey is freaking out because he couldn't remember the word. At the very last second, he's at the edge of the cliff. The donkey's about to go over. He remembered the word. He uttered, amen. And the donkey stopped. He was so relieved. He sat back and go, hallelujah.
Thank you. We'll be here all week. Check out the veal.
It is Father's Day. We have to tell Dad's joke. That's what we do. Welcome to Barrington Awaken. Here we raise you to a higher level of consciousness, and that was just my Father's Day joke. Of course, today's Father's Day, and we will talk about that because we need to. We raise you to a higher level of consciousness. We want you to be alert and understand the life that you're living and how that you can improve the quality life that you've set out for yourself, to remind you that where you sit today is a thought you would have had yesterday. Therefore, if you want to be in a different place tomorrow, we have to start today on fabricating new ideas for your mind to adapt to bring you to that wonderful place. When you showed up here on this planet, and I say this at every show, you've come in with all knowing. And of course, when you're being raised by parents, and depending on their religion, culture, beliefs, or backgrounds, if they have one or if they don't have one, you automatically ingest all of that within 5 years of your life. And for 5 years of your life, you will take on over 400 years of their history. And often enough, it diverts us from our true purpose as to why we've come. We've come to experience things. We've come from a spiritual world into a physical world so we could turn our ideas into something that is tangible. We're here to experience life. We're here to know our purpose. We're here to know who we are. We are here to know what makes us tick and what makes us go through life and feel fantastic. We're here for happiness and all of that. Unfortunately, on the journey somewhere along the way, we've been misled or told other stories about life, and we lose our focus. In your package that you arrived with, in the body, within yourself, your subconscious mind, your soul, your spirit, and all the good things that had come with you is still with you to this day. It has not left. It's not going anywhere. It'll be with you for as long as you're part of that body. When it gets too old, and it will die, and you have to lay it down or do what you do with it and move back to where you've come from, which is the spiritual world, which is what I say all the time, welcome home, introducing you to the way life ought to be. It's not my idea. I didn't create this. I'm just aware of it. And for a lot of people, they just don't know it, that you have this amazing ability to be superhuman, and you've got all that quality within yourself. If for a single second you're thinking that you're not worthy, you're wasting your time and you're doing more damage to yourself, you learn how to undo that thought that you carry around. Learn how to undo that negativity that is a part of you. Learn how to rise up and to be the blossom, like the flower that you are, and create all things that are great. That strength is within you. You have that ability. You have what it takes. We're here to put you on a path for you to get there, for you to understand the importance of meditation. I've said this before, and every time I say it, I have to prep you for it, because a lot of people don't want to hear me say it, and they argue with me a lot on it, the facts that I say. No one is coming to save you. Please be mindful of that. No one is coming to save you. What you do here for yourself is the savior. The glory of your life is how you live it. If you are thinking that somebody is coming to save you, there's a good chance that you're on the wrong path. The God that exists is you. Wake up. Wake up to that reality, to understand. If you honestly and truly believe you're going to be rescued, ask what happened to the parents that preceded you, or the grandparents, or the great-grandparents. And they will hear a story about, well, on that day when the resurrection occurs, all these things will come to pass, and therefore you will be saved. You are your savior. You have the material, the quality to save you. If you feel you need to be saved from something, when I do get into conversation quite often with a lot of people and they talk about a savior, my question has always been and will always be, save me from what? What are you hoping to be saved from? Many of us spend our time thinking about the conspiracies of the world and how they're lying about this and they're lying about that and they're conspiring to do this or to shut us down or to put... How about just spending that quality time and knowing how to perfect yourself? How to be the best you? If you're part of a situation that's not working for you, you have an obligation to yourself to walk away from it. You don't just stand in the fire and complain that it's hot, or jump in the ocean and put your head under the water and complain that you're drowning. If it doesn't work, you change the tune, change the location, change the spot. But to stand there and complain about it and do nothing about it, then what's the complaint about? What's the purpose of it? I will say spend the majority of your time learning to be the best human you could possibly be, the best parent, the best father. Happy Father's Day, everybody, while I rant. Listen, the best parent, the best person, the best you, that is the most important part. The nucleus, if you want to call it, the quintessential reason we're here. Wake up and understand. that the time that we're spending trying to figure out other people's lives, the time we're trying to figure out thinking other people aren't living the way they should, and all we're doing by saying that is comparing them to us, so we're egoic enough to say, live my way. It's the best way. Well, that's wrong, because then there will only be one of you on this planet, but there's so many other people. I think 7.6 billion other, or less one, other people is doing what they're supposed to do, or they are living the life or trying to live the life that they're supposed to live. You don't have the right to tell them to see life through your eyes. You're not them, and you will never understand their purpose. Wake up. The idea of trying to let other people see life through your eyes, first of all, you're not real about it, and you're not feeling confident about yourself. But in trying to get others to see it your way is wasting your time. We have no idea or no way of knowing what the other person's choice, the other person's purpose is supposed to be. Wake up. For all the dads out there, happy Father's Day to all the dads. Like I'm saying, everybody, you know it's Father's Day. I got off on this one. Oh, by the way, to the dads, what's the best day for cooking? Yeah, Friday. I just thought I'd say that. Happy Father's Day again. I don't know if they're going to get any better. It's Dad's Day. Welcome to the Barrington Show. Welcome to Barrington Awakened. Thank you for being there, for all the listeners, the longtime listeners, as well as the new listeners, for everybody all around the world, wherever you are today, listening. Welcome home. I was having this conversation with a friend of mine, and we're talking about baking bread. And I thought it was very funny, and she, of course, asked me not to say it. But if you live in the West and you're baking bread, do you actually need to put yeast in it? Boom, boom. There's my joke. Okay, so we're talking today. It's Father's Day, and you heard my donkey's joke. I think you're probably still laughing because I find it very, very funny. Like, you know, it's Happy Father's Day. We want you to enjoy the day. It's your day. It's a special time. And we know we're fathers. I'm a father of three. We know what we have to go through. And saying all of that, I was talking to my good friend yesterday, and we're talking about her involvement with her son and her grandson and wanting to be the intermediate person in there to square it up, to settle the battle with her son, who's the dad, and her grandson, of course. And I asked her simply, how come you're involved? Like, what are you simply trying to do? You're trying to fix it? You're trying to mediate? You're trying to be the referee? And I went further in saying that that relationship between the father and his son is the relationship between the father and his son. And I don't know how a person on the outside could fix it. Not all the feelings and the emotions and everything that's involved will come to surface for you to truly understand it. I said, you know, you're the grandmother, so be the grandmother and play the role as a grandmother and do awesome at it and do the best you can. And you're also the mother of the, you know, so you have to play that role as well and be awesome at that. And in trying to fix the relation between the two of those is nearly impossible. First of all, there's a 15-year-old involved, a child, a teenager, and we know I've raised teenagers. I've had many teenage cousins and many teenage godkids and my own three teenage children. And that is a work. And we've concluded that the children are never bad. It's just the years between puberty until around 20 when the teenage years ends. I don't know. I think God's got a really good sense of humor because he threw that in there just to upset things. Now, these children are going through, and we all know this, they're going through this emotional things. And the reason we know it, because we were there, and everything we heard was big and was huge and it was life-changing. And then you pass through that phase and you look at it, it goes, oh my God, I can't believe I was even concerned by that thought that we had. So they're there, and what they know is, for example, a 13-year-old knows everything that a 13-year-old should know. And then, you know, my children, of course, when they were teenagers, and you might be able to relate to this if you've been if you've gone through this, that they know everything. They know everything. And of course, we, the parents, don't have a clue. We've missed it. We missed the boat because they forgot or they don't understand that we were walking on the trail that they're now on. We've exited the mountain that they're learning to climb. We're long past it. And I'm not saying we're over the hill. We're just saying we've passed that segment and we get it and we understand it. And they try to put things over on us, teenagers, and, you know, because they don't get it. Now, when they hit 20s, in the mid-20s, they'll start to come to you and you'll hear things like, oh my God, you were right. Well, yeah, hello, I knew that. But, and they try to hide things and do this. So my point in going on all about this is simply because I'm saying that when they make their mistakes, they will. You have to just do what you've always done as the parent. Make sure they're safe, they're okay, they can get past it, and let them learn the lesson and move on. We can't walk behind them every day and hope they don't fall on the sidewalk and bruise their knees, and they're in their late teens now, so that's not even necessary. And the things that we were most concerned about, we've seemed to come past that, realize it's not all that important. The children are now at an age, and I do understand, and this person I was speaking to, who's also a mom, and she worries all the time about her grown adult children. She's constantly worried about them. And I had to remind her that you're living their life. You should be living your life and focus on your path. Why am I saying all of this? It's Father's Day. You're going to have headbutts with your son or your children, not necessarily son, your children, because they are becoming who you are. And as frightening as it may be, they're mini yous. And the things that you despise but the most is the quality that's within you. You're looking in a mirror. Remember that they're going through this phase. And remember that this too shall pass. And remember when they say or do crazy things, remember rule number one, they're going through that phase. And everything seems normal to them. We've passed it. I had a 14-year-old son who hung on the towel rack in the bathroom. And when I asked and broke it off the wall, obviously, he says to me, I just wanted to see how strong it was. And for the light, well, the end result is obvious. You will figure out how strong it is because the towel rack is now laying on the floor. And I got mad and I said, okay, fine, I'm not going to touch it. It sat there for months before I did anything with it. And I was just being stubborn because I knew I had to go pick it up and I had to go fix it and understand that that poor child, God love him, didn't understand exactly what he was doing. He's not a crazy kid. He was a teenager. It's hard for us to understand all these things that they do. And sometimes you scratch your head and go, why me? Well, if not you, then who? And they chose you. And at the end of the journey, when you get to the end of your day, you will feel satisfied with the task that you've taken. It is Father's Day, and do take that time to make that phone call to say, hey, how you doing? Say something, acknowledge something, and let's not, if there's any animosity or negativity, let's not swing on that vine today. Today is not the day for that. If you don't want to say anything at all, sometimes your silence is better than saying bitter things. Having said all that, do you guys know what the funniest candy bar is? It's a Snicker. Boy, I've got a lot of those today. It's Father's Day. Well, thank you for tuning into the Barrington Show. I just wanted to share that little bit about having to stand up and realize how important your role is if you're there. They are becoming you, and sure enough, within time, you will see they are you. They're just waiting to happen. And yes, it could be frustrating, but remember rule number one, they're just going through a phase. This too shall pass. That's what we talk about. So thank you very much for tuning into the show. A little later, I want to talk about meditating, and I do that a lot because I'm learning the really wonderful things about meditation. As for me, I did fall off the wagon of meditation for a little bit. Things happen. Life happens. I get busy. There was a point in my life where I was able to sit, and I've been meditating since I was a teenager, to be honest with you. But there's a point in my life where I used to be able to sit and meditate for, I'd do 3 hours a day. I would do an hour and a half in the morning before I went off to work. And before I went to bed every night, I'd do another hour and a half. Yes, I used my TV time to meditate because I was getting better results from meditation than I did from the television. I am fascinated by who's who and who's wearing what and who's, you know, in the news and who's not in the news, but I'm not that fascinated because to me, improving the quality of the person that I want to become was more important than listening to other people's gossip. That's my take. And the television to me has always been what I call the tell lie vision. That's not a joke. That's how it is. On that note, let's take a minute to see what we've got from our emails.
All right, folks, if you're just tuning in on this Father's Day here, you are listening to Barrington Awaken, Comedian Barrington, and you can write to us right now. Our email address is instudio101@gmail.com. Sherry did that. She says, Barrington, funny jokes. I love it. Happy Father's Day to you. That's from Sherry. Terrence wrote in, same thing. Happy Father's Day. Enjoying the show very much so far. That's from Terrence. Howard wrote in, if there is no God and we are our gods, do we save ourselves? And if we do, how? That's from Howard. And lastly, Bessie says, Mr. Barrington, you are on a roll with the jokes. I am rolling here, laughing my rear end off. Funny, cute. Blessings to you. That's from Bessie. And back to you.
Thank you, Bessie. I appreciate you loving good jokes. And a lot of people don't because they, you know, I don't know, they're missing something. But thank you for appreciating the joke. It's Father's Day. I just thought I'd lighten it up a little bit and enjoy it. I keep them coming all day. Thank you for that email. And appreciating you being a part of the show. And on a more serious side, please get into your meditation and learn about spirituality. And the jokes are just a little segue, a little side thing to make you feel good about just this moment. And living life as you should is not a joke. And you should get into your path of becoming and finding out who you truly are. That is the most important thing. Howard, I'm gonna jump over yours just for a quick second and deal with Sherry and Terrence. And I appreciate you both wishing me a happy Father's Day, as I will to everybody out there. Happy Father's Day. Make it a good day. You go on out and mingle with the fellas. And whatever you do for Father's Day, I had to cut my children off many years ago and said, okay, I've got enough ties. I could start a tie store now. I have three kids. So I made them... didn't make them. I suggested that they change it. So now for my Father's Day, and this is very proud of me, I'll get a Joe Louie, if you know what that is, and I'll get a Twinkie, and I will get a Flaky, because these are my favorite go-to foods when I've got nothing better to do. So they've figured it out, and now they could put it all together. And that is usually my Father's Day. Actually, around Christmas, I get around the same thing. But regardless, happy Father's Day. I'm talking a mile a minute today, because I'm in that great mood, and I want to get out there and just sharing all this great love. A smartphone apparently had to get glasses. Yes, it lost all its contacts. Okay, having said that, Howard, I don't know what's in me today, Gary. It's just the joke side of me.
You're on a roll. You're on a roll.
That's what it is. He lost his contacts. Okay. Howard, this is I jumped over that for a minute because I knew I could blow through the other ones a little faster. And you wanted to know, you asked a few questions, if there's no one saving us, and are we responsible for saving ourselves, and how do you go about how do you do it? Well, the question is, save you from what? That's the big question I'm going to throw there to Howard and everybody else who had that very same question. Save you from what? What is it that you need to be saved from? And that's the big question. Save you from life? Because you're here. You know, it has started. You did choose this path. save you from a horrible boss? Well, go get another job. You know, a bad situation, a bad neighborhood. Yeah, you can always move out of there. But when you ask a question like, save you, I always ask, from what? We've already established there's no up there or no down there with the HE double hockey stick place I talk about a lot. We're just here. And we don't leave here. We transform from a non-physical soul to a physical body. And when that's done, you lay it down, you get a new one, and you begin. You start again. You're not going anywhere. I haven't said this for a while, but I feel I need to say it today. There's no going up there to hold hands and sing Kumbaya and have a great time for eternity, whatever that may be. What exactly are you thinking you need to be saved from? Getting old? No, that's inevitable. Getting tired? I don't know. Raising teenage kids? Maybe. That's, I don't know. Let's establish on how to save ourselves. And I'm not sure exactly what you're asking. I do understand your question. I know what you're saying, but a lot of people are out there, well, my savior. What are you being saved from? What's missing? From not doing drugs? Well, just don't do it. Or drinking? Stop doing it. If you get yourself in a situation where you're having a substance abuse or some sort of things that's breaking your stride and you can't kick the habit, so say, you can't, you know, you keep falling off the wagon. Well, you're ready. When you are truly ready and it matters to you the most, you will make a conscious decision to stop doing it. But I'm not going to run down that line anymore today. I'm simply just asking, save from what? So to go back onto Howard's question there, our focus is to live our best self. Nobody shows up here with a pitchfork and a pointy tail and horns. No one did. And he doesn't even exist. The evil that we talk about all the time is within us and in humans and men and females, everybody. You know, we didn't show up with an agenda to go out and create destruction. We created that here. Like you would go to the gym and build big muscles. You created it. You built it. You worked on it. Or to become that software engineer, or to become that inventor, or to become that awesome boxer or that basketball player that's just phenomenal. You did that. Your energies did that. Live your best self. If you think you need to be saved, live your best self. Be the best you could be. Don't be ill to nobody. Don't be bad, you know, costing bad omas on anybody. There's no such thing as an oma, by the way. Don't be causing any bad spells. None of that either. Don't be causing anything negative, a lot of those, on anyone. Simply because you entertain the thought in your mind, you bring it forward towards you. If you put a huge piece of magnet in your pocket and you walk through the steel factory, you'll be dragged there, dragged here, or it'll, you know, you're dragging that onto you. You're attracting it. You are attracting it. So to have that thought in your mind of having something ill towards another, you have the thought. It's within you. And when you order that negative or that bad thing for somebody, the deliverer only has your address. Be mindful of that. They only have your address. So please be careful of what you're wishing for, what you're hoping for, because it is going to happen. We don't need to be saved. We need to live our best self. Earlier today, I talked a little bit about trying to bring in the negativities of everybody else's wrongdoing in life. It is important. Be mindful of it. But what purpose does it serve you? We have an obligation to ourselves, and that obligation to ourselves is to live our best life. We want to be able to live our best life. That's the whole idea behind it. And focus on you, not in a selfish manner. If you're the dad or the parent and you have children, you've got an obligation. You have responsibilities. I'm not saying for even a second to walk away from that or to shun away from it. I'm saying be the best person you could possibly be. You're the mom or you're the dad or your brother, you're a nephew, you're probably a husband, a boss. You've got all these titles that rides with you every single day. But the most important cap that you should be carrying on all the time is, who am I to me? First part of that question is, who am I? And your greatest task is to accomplish the answer to the who am I. I will talk a little bit later on about meditating, because I was into it for a little bit and I stepped out for whatever reason. Life happens and I got busy. And recently I've gotten into it a little bit more, and I am remembering all the wonderful things over the years that I was able to accomplish just because I was in the form of constant meditation. I'm constantly reconnecting myself to all that there is, and rejuvenation happened all the time. When I tell you about meditation, we say get to bed early if you can, if it's possible, or if you're able to sleep. Oh, by the way, if you're not sleeping well, try meditation. It's not going to happen the first night, but as you develop the skill to do it, you'll realize the need for the body to fall down and rest will just happen naturally. And the depression is the same thing. And the not feeling good about yourself, your confidence, there's a whole bunch of things. This is the God, if you want to call it that. It is the God of all things. And you will go in there and meditate and learn how to take awesome care of yourself and be your best self, live your best life. Remember, the other person's opinion of you is not your business. What the other man is out there trying to do, if it's not causing you harm, it's not your business. You have an obligation to you to take care of number one. Just a little hint, you are number one. And when you service and take good care of number one, you are in a much better place to aid the others around you that you're trying to assist. If the person that you're familiar with the most isn't doing life your way, well, good for them, because they're not supposed to. Your life is your life and theirs is theirs. And let's respect that. And if they're going in an opposite direction than you, hey, wave goodbye. Don't even wave goodbye, just let it go. Simply because they have their own path and they must follow it. We try to, if it's causing you pain and hardship and all that stuff, you need to get rid of that as soon as you possibly can. But we try to all the time convince anybody how our life is so much better. And sucks to be you because you're not doing what I'm doing. Well, that sounds a bit egoic, because it is. You have an obligation to you. You have an obligation for yourself. You have this life for you. It's your life. It's your time. The amount of time you spend here belongs to you. Remember that the most valuable currency is the time, because once that's run out, once the hourglass is empty, that's it. This body is laid down and then you move on. So try not to spend too much of that time worrying about what the next man is doing, what they're thinking. I keep saying that. I'm trying to be politically correct all the time, but you get what I'm saying. Mankind is doing. Focus on what matters to you the most. And what should matter to you the most should be priority number one, should be you at all time. Priority number one. So the grizzly bear calls customer service to complain about something. The first thing he said, just bear with me. Okay. Do you have anything else there, sir?
We do.
Control your laughter for a little bit, then we'll get into it.
Oh, my goodness. There used to be a time when a guy like Barrington was on stage and a big cane would come out in a hook and pull him off a stage. So,
okay. Right? Remember that?
Mike wrote in. He says, thanks for the jokes. They are hilarious. That's from Mike. Ronnie wants to know, today is a special day for all the fathers out there. And what do you do, Barrington, to celebrate? Once you are done with your radio show, do you have any special plans? That's from Ronnie. And Tito writes in and he says, Barrington, I know that you are an author. How about the next book, a joke book? That's from Tito, and back to you, sir.
See? I think you were referring to the Gong Show. This is dating us going way back in the day. If you didn't do well on stage, they hit this massive gong. And it was a popular show, I think, in the 60s. I think that's what you're referring to, Gary.
Yeah, that was Chuck Barris's show, but that was in the 70s, and they hit the gong. Okay. But back in the day, in the 40s and 50s, vaudeville, when someone was bombing on stage, a long hook, a pole and a hook on the side of the stage would come and grab them and put it around their neck and pull them back stage.
Well, that would never happen to me.
No, not at all.
No, not. Are you kidding me? I'd be selling out, but thank God I'm not choosing that path. And my jokes are not supposed to be funny. It's Father's Day. I'm just, you know, lightening up things a bit. I know I'm not a comedian, and I don't want to be. I've got a job already. Thank you very much. Tito, thank you very much for that. The jokes, like I said, it's just Father's Day. We're lightening things up around here. Our main focus is to stay on spirituality and teaching all of us how to become better selves, better person to us and for others that's around us. But thank you for that email. I appreciate it. Ronnie wanted to know, what do I do to celebrate Father's Day? Typically on Sundays, and it just so happened that all of them seems to fall on a Sunday, you'd usually be that, now that the kids are older, my youngest is 20, that's my day. That is the day I dedicate to me. That's the day I get up. Now in the summer months, I go for a motorcycle ride. I go for a long walk in the forest. I sit somewhere and meditate. And that's my day. My children are busy. They're working. I know what my Father's Day present is going to be. I mentioned them earlier. And we'll meet up when we meet up. I don't need a special dinner. That's my day. And my children's gift for my Father's Day is allowing me to have it. And everybody, I think, needs to have their own day when they do the things they want to do. And like I said, today's a beautiful day here where we live in Ontario, Southern Ontario. I'll get on the motorcycle and I'll ride downtown and I'll just cruise and probably eat some junk food because, you know, I could do that too. It's Father's Day. And that's probably how I celebrate my Father's Day. Later on, I'll go home and I'll end up cooking a whole bunch of food for all of us because I don't know, they don't want to do it. And if they do it, they're going to order it from Skip the Dishes, and I'm not feeling that. So I would suck it up and go home and cook a nice meal, and we'll sit down, we'll have discussion, maybe tell some good jokes like we're doing today. So thank you for that, and I hope that it answers your question, Ronnie. Mike, thank you again. The jokes are just there. I think everybody at this point knows that I'm not going to make it as a comedian, and I'm okay with that. I am kind of good, and one man did say I would get dragged off the stage by my neck for performing so bad. However, I do have another job. Today we're talking about our spirituality, like we do every week, and we'll talk about your growth and where you want to go in life and all these things and how to wake up. A lot of people ask the questions all the time. How do I go do about, what do I do about this? How do I do this? And one of the questions today actually went to, the question was, how do I save myself? And it is to be the best thing. We say spirituality, we talk about philosophy, you know, and one is the prevention. And we talk about psychology as well. And, you know, if you study and you learn and you understand philosophy, you're more likely to ever need to share your woes with other people because it is the prevention. And it's telling you not to go here, not to go there, and do a whole bunch of things. You know what I mean? And if you were to not do that, then you will need a psychologist at some point for you to lay down and ask them to give you the roadmap back to where you could have been had you not taken the path that you've taken. And I'm not criticizing, I'm not suggesting, I don't know your path, I don't know what you've done, I don't know what your situation is. I'm simply saying that if you're standing somewhere right now, today, and you're not enjoying it, there's many, many ways for you to change that. And the biggest change is you start to develop. Maybe you're in a bad situation, you don't know how to leave. Maybe you're in a bad job and you don't think you can leave. Maybe you're in a bad town and you can't afford. It starts from building the confidence within yourself. the building blocks in yourself. Once you've built, I said this to my friend the other day, and I don't know if it was off the wall or not. I said, it seems like in your situation, you need to grow a pair. Pardon the expression, the dads will get it. The point being is that if you don't have the strength within you, the confidence within you to do something about the situation, that's where we're going to start building the confidence within you. And don't rush it. Don't force it. Just let it happen. And once the strength comes, then you will be able to make other decisions. You'll know what path to take. So if the situation that you're not feeling all that comfortable about is harsh and overwhelming, and you don't know if you could rise above it, why don't you challenge yourself and try to rise above it? Try to get that energy from within yourself to build the confidence. And when that's happening, the fear will leave. When the fear leaves, then you're the boss again. And you have that strength to move on and to do whatever you want to do. How does all of that tie into meditation? Your meditative journey will take you on a path that will build your inner strength. Or you could learn to do yoga, practice yoga, learn something else, stimulate the brain, get it going, start it up, get it going. And then all of these things will manifest itself into your strength. I'm telling you, this is what we're trying to do. I had a great dream last night that has a muffler. This morning I woke up exhausted. Okay. we're talking about Father's Day. We're thanking you for being here. This is a fun, wonderful day. It sounds like I'm having more fun than, you know, somebody else, because I'm telling these jokes and I find them funny. I'm sorry. Call me easy, excited, whatever person, but they're kind of funny for me. We're talking about spirituality. We're talking about you getting yourself on a path. We're talking about you waking up and realizing that you are the one who's in control of you. The blame factor, and you've heard this many times. Once you point one finger at another person, there's a four of them on the same hand pointing back at you. Have you got five fingers on that hand? So you have to understand that you are the one that's going to make the changes within yourself. Is coming to rescue you. We've seen this. We've been studying all of history. We look back over 25,000 years ago. We look back at the ancient Egyptians. We look back at the Roman Empire, British Empire, whoever's empire it is today. Nobody's come back. And if you think about the billions and billions of people who's cycled through life in those years, wow, if there was such a thing as the coming back, where would we all stand? I'm just saying. Your journey begins and ends with you. Today, you're listening to me because you're a spiritual being. You have a soul that's within you. We could do other shows and talk about the chakras and all the controls that's within you and all the fundamentals of the body that's within you and all these things. But we're trying to focus on the fact that you have to acknowledge that's what's within you is the power to make any change that you desire. Any change that you desire. So you have to understand, if you're waiting for someone to come and rescue you, you're waiting and you're spending your most valuable currency, because no one is going to come and rescue you. And if you don't believe me, if you should find yourself, and it's a thing I say all the time, it's not a part of my dad jokes list. It's a thing I say all the time. If you find yourself out in the ocean, there's a big fin swimming towards you and it's probably a shark. Yeah, well, just wait for somebody to come and rescue you. Well, you better swim like a mother. You better swim and swim fast. Because we tend to believe somebody is coming to rescue us. And going back to one of the emails we had today from Howard, is to save us. And I would love to have that question answered by somebody. Save us from what? And give me that tangible example. If we simply believe that we're going to be rescued. From what? Or for what reason? We don't need to be saved. We need to spend our valuable time learning who we are, what we represent. The question has been asked many times. What happens when the Savior comes? Well, like I said, we've been looking at history for 100 decades, thousands of years, millions of years, and yet there is still no Savior. And the last one I heard about had 12 people followed him, or 11. Well, one deceived them, so there would have only been 11 left. So if that's the case, and we're all caught up in our own lives, and we're doing what we're doing, is this suggesting the day, hypothetically, should a Savior, rescuer come, we drop everything? Or is that the official end of the existence of our planet? Because our planet's ended four times already. So, do we spend our time waiting for something to come and rescue us? If your answer is yes to that question, please inform me of being saved from what? The world is perfect, and a lot of people don't seem to understand that. The world is absolutely perfect, and our lives are perfect. You are probably not seeing it that way. Doesn't change the facts of it. The world is perfect. Your life is yours to decide, and if it's not going the way you feel it should be going, you might want to take a walk down the journey, the spiritual path. The spiritual path. I slept like a log last night. Woke up in the fireplace. All right. I have to stop this. Do you have anything else there for us, sir?
Funny stuff.
I'm telling you.
Yeah. Gail loves the jokes. It's all she wrote in bold letters. Love the jokes. That's from Gail. Sam said, Happy Father's Day. This is a different side of Barrington we've never, ever heard listening to his show, and we love it. That's from Sam. And lastly, Lance wrote in, Happy Father's Day, Barrington. I hope you do take that ride, and I hope that you do eat something that's fun. And that's from Lance, and back to you.
Yeah, Lance, I definitely will. most of the days that I do, and I take not just Father's Day, I take my Sundays, because I give six to somebody else, other people. I take my Sundays, and usually I go for a very, very long walk. I'll go for a four-hour walk in the forest down the river. Go for canoe ride, because I appreciate that. I love that. But then, yeah, when I do, like, today's journey, I'm going to go downtown. There's a lot of festivities going on downtown Toronto in our city here. And it's just live, and it's Pride Month downtown. I think it's amazing. So we go down there and just interact and ride around. And yes, I definitely be doing something, eating something fun. Last time I had beaver tail. It's a pastry, if you don't know what it is. It's pastry. It's okay for vegetarians to eat it. But it's fun. Yeah, thank you very much for that, Lance. I am going to love the rest of the day when I take my leisurely ride through our city. Motorcycle ride. Sam, happy Father's Day. Thank you for everybody who's loving the jokes. I think they're hilarious, and thank you for appreciating this. We all wear different hats, and if you're hearing a side of me that you haven't heard for a long time, today is just my funny mode. Should be serious, because it is Father's Day, and that's a serious job, but I thought I'd tell dad jokes today, and people are apparently loving the jokes. Like Gail just loved the jokes, and others don't appreciate it, because nobody wants to admit that I'm funny. I think I'm very funny. Anyway, on that note, I say happy Father's Day, and enjoy all of life. Because it's for us to enjoy. And you tell a few jokes. And by the way, you need to know this. If you laugh and you laugh a lot, you are releasing all this negativity or tension that's within the body. Of course, laughing is a huge thing. So when you're picking your next movie, get something that will make you laugh until you, you know, you, well, don't pop your belly, but you get my point. Do a lot of laughing and it will ease the tension from who, from everything, from the everyday life and the hustle and bustle. And of course, on top of that, if you learn how to meditate, you're doing a fantastic job of opening up and just appreciating all of life. Yeah, that's what we should be doing. I'm on that that ride today. I was telling you about meditation. I told you that I used to meditate for, I have been for many years, and I did do it for long periods of time many years ago. And now I'm realizing, so I've been dragging my feet for the longest time, just going through this gloom and doom, because life happens. Life does happen. Occasionally the sun won't come out, the sun won't shine, because, you know, the clouds, sun is shining, the clouds are blocking it, and you will get that effect, because we're connected to all of it. And then once the cloud moves, you feel your fantastic self again, because you're exposed to all that there is, the great wave that you're a part of. So I'm going through the last few weeks of feeling a little bit, actually it's longer than that. I blamed it on the winter blues, because we have this thing in Canada here called the sad, and you get sad in the winter months because we're not exposed to a lot of sun. But I just roll with the punches. I know what's going to happen. You know, the next day is going to pass and I'll get back to my regular routine. So the last few weeks have been, actually longer than that too, been hinted. The spiritual guide that I talk with and I communicate with on a regular, and I get messages from, it's weird to say that, and try not to throw me in a straight jacket, but you go meditate and you're going to find out what I'm saying is absolute truth. Trying to say to me at every turn, meditate. And I'm like, okay, yeah, I got to do this and I got to do that and I've got to do that. And I'm running around doing a whole bunch of things. And of course, I'm coming home. I run a service company and I'm coming home late and I'm feeling tired and exhausted. And they're saying, meditate. And I'm like, leave me alone. I didn't say that, but my actions might have, my words didn't. And then when it happened, of course, I said, okay, I'm going to meditate. And sure enough, within 3 days of getting back on my meditative path, the energy just popped, right? Can you hear it? You could probably feel it from where you're standing. The energy just comes back in. And I've always been this rocket pop, what do you call that thing that has a lot of energy all the time? I've always been that. And the energy's always been bouncing all around. And of course, 3 days. And then when I was driving home one night and I'm full of this energy, I said, oh, you were saying meditate to, well, you didn't say that. Well, they didn't have to. I should have known, but the energy comes back. When we're bogged down with a lot of things and we don't have much going on, we're feeling pretty sad or blue or whatever the case may be, let's not go down that rabbit hole of worry. And if you want to know how to just relax, shut the brain down for a little bit, start with 3 minutes if you can, or five hours if you can, it will rejuvenate you. You're cleaning house, you're removing the gloom and the doom or the fog. If you've got a home, you change the filter, you're changing that in the filter in the furnace, you're doing something different that will rejuvenate energy through your life. And by the way, when you get yourself back up and you look around and you're feeling fantastic, you'll see everything around you is a sparkly clean and shine and pretty the way it was at some point. When we go down the rabbit hole of negativity, everything comes down with us. It's like having a cloudy day every day, night and day. But at some point, you could train yourself to bring the sun back in. We have a couple of minutes left to go. Do we have anything else on the...
No, we do not.
Okay. And nothing on the email side. So, hey, I got to tell you a dad's joke. What is orange and it sounds like carrot? A parrot. Okay, so that's my dad. Isn't that supposed to be funny? You know, that's my list of dad's jokes, and I have them sitting in front of me. And, you know, what do you call a religious quarterback? He's a pastor. Think about it. That's what he does. I find that's very funny. If you don't, a quarterback plays, okay, I'm not going to explain them because they're just funny on their own. Okay. I'm gonna stop. Seriously, I'm gonna. What do you call a fish with no eyes? Shh. Okay, that's enough of the dad's joke. So everybody, thank you for being a part of our show. We've got about 5 minutes left to go, and I want to talk to you about spirituality. That's what we've been doing. I wanted to say thanks and say hello to my friends who told me today they're going to be listening, and welcome to the Barrington Show. It's not always this full of comedy, and it probably won't be again until maybe next Father's Day that I've got this spirit of telling funny jokes and making people laugh. So that's not the intent. It's Father's Day. I want you to have a very, very blessed day. I want you to have the best time possible and make sure that you use your time wisely. If all that you get from it is just your alone time, remember the importance of it. Remember the facts that you have to give some time to you. You need to restructure, rejuvenate, build, and start again. This is the moment that belongs to you. It's Father's Day. We say happy Father's Day to everybody. Appreciate the life that you live in. If your little ones or people are just giving you a hard time, remember, breathe deep and remember, we're all going through phases of life. And it depends on where you are at this particular moment. It may impact you differently, but we don't want to have to use a sledgehammer to kill that little ant that crawls across the floor. And most of the problems that we encounter in our everyday life, if you really sit still and take a good look at it, they're relatively small. The big deal, a big problem, is that we often do not spend enough time rejuvenating, retooling ourselves. We could be so much better helping other people when we are 100%. The example I want to use, if you don't have any money whatsoever in your pocket right now, you can't offer me any until you get it. The point is, when you have this strength that's within you, you have this amazing ability to be superhuman. And the possibility that we have is limitless. And it's a matter of understanding, finding that out, and knowing how to deal with it. That's what we're saying. It's Father's Day. Have a good day. If you want to have a drink with your friends, go on and do it. You could throw your drink at your friends if it's a soft drink. Oh, yeah. I've got more. What would you want to call a female lady, a lady that has one leg? Eileen. I think it's hilarious. Anyway, on the rest of the day, I want to appreciate you for being there, and I want to encourage you to have a wonderful day. Make the best of it. Happy Father's Day to everybody. Make sure that all that you're doing is in the best interest of you. Today's your day. You deserve it. Party hard. Live well. Eat well. Eat good. And take care of yourself, love each other, love yourself. Understand, if you could spend some time studying on how to become your best self, you will appreciate it greatly for the rest of your life. And also the job that you may choose one day. And parents, quit choosing jobs for your children. They just don't want to tell you. Don't do that. Let them do their own, figure it out. That's how it works. You're just the arrow. You're just the bow. They're the arrow. Set them up in their path and let them go. You pick for them. You're allowing them to live your dream. And that is very wrong. I see it all the time. I used to be a father that went to Little League games all the time for many years with my children. And I run into all these people who are trying to have their children live their dream. Make sure that you understand you've had your turn at bat. This is their turn at bat. We don't have the right to tell them how to live their life. And we will always say the same thing. Well, they're young and they're confused and they don't know. You're right. They're young and they're confused and they don't know. But they will. And when they do, most often, they choose the things that stimulates them the best. If you find that job that makes you happy, makes you great, make you fantastic, and you love doing it, you will never have to work another day in your life. Happy Father's Day to everybody. I am going to go out and let you know I had a wonderful show. And I'm going to say goodbye on that note. But before I go, what do you call fake spaghetti? It's an imposter. I'm telling you. I'm just rolling. Thank you very much for being a part of the show. Enjoy your week. We will talk next week. We'll have a better show. I promise I won't be as funny as I am today. Enjoy the week. Bye now.
Thank you for listening to Barrington Awaken with your host, Barrington, right here on Reality Radio 101.